This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County has begun vaccinating the general public, but only as space allows. CPR's Stina Sieg explains.
The Grand Junction site is still only technically open to people in earlier phases, including those 50 and older. But Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, says anyone 16 and older can add their name to a vaccine interest form. As last-minute spots become available, people on the list will be contacted.
I don't ever want us to have empty time slots during the day. Each week we do more and more. I think next week we'll probably be up to 1,800 appointments a day, and we want to make sure that they're all full.
Coor says because of this, Mesa County has avoided letting vaccines go to waste. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado plans to spend roughly $30 million on aircraft to fight wildfires. The money will buy a retrofitted military-style helicopter and lease a helicopter for the upcoming fire season. The state also earmarked $14 million for programs to thin trees, reduce other fire risks, and for watershed restoration after wildfires. I-25 near Loveland is open after Saturday's crash, fuel spill, and fire. The tanker truck driver suffered only minor injuries. Hazmat crews had to clean up the fuel spill. 38 in Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR and KRCC.